Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Welcome back into Sports Talk. Still extra innings over at the SEC tournament. Tennessee and Texas been going back and forth with each other. It is a 5-5 game, top of the 12th inning over there. Colin, I think you were saying the, what is it, A&M or Tennessee had men on, then had a double play to end the inning.
It was Texas, two on, one out. It's 5-5 in the bottom of the 11th, and you ground into a double play.
Well, do y'all love it? You might not like it. I don't know if LSU, the head coach, if he's all into it. But
the single elimination?
Yes, I like this.
No, he called it basketball. He wasn't a fan of it. He voted against the single elimination tournament. I like it too, though.
Single elimination.
Right.
No, you reward.
I think you'd like it better for even saving your team belt more.
Yes, because so what if you win the SEC tournament? Does it help your seeding to be a host, regional, super regional? You know, the SEC is so stacked. Missouri and South Carolina don't get in? Everyone gets in. You look who LSU's got to play Texas A&M. You know, you're talking about, it's a long season. Teams would not want Texas A&M and their regional. I can tell you right now, Texas A&M, number one team in the nation, they start off terrible. All of a sudden, Steve was talking about is they beat LSU 2 out of 3.
Right.
Then LSU's played them. Who knows? I don't. If LSU doesn't beat them, they would have played LSU, number one team in the nation. Look at LSU where they rank. 4 times, and they 3-1. So that's a regional team that they're in the tournament that you would not want them in your bracket. You know, like, in my region.
One thing, unfortunately, for Texas A&M, Bobby, their outfielder, Jason Lavalette, he broke his left hand, was hit by a pitch in the 5th inning against Auburn. They're saying he could possibly pinch run tomorrow, but he's not going to be available.
Oh, wow.
Pat. Right.
And they beat Auburn, but Auburn was, what would they rank, 8th or 9th in the nation? No, the SEC is so stacked. I mean, it's just unbelievable.
Actually, here I'm seeing they have Auburn ranked 6th.
See, that's what I'm saying. So, it's unbelievable when you look at SEC baseball. So now, LSU fans, it doesn't matter if they lose to A&M. Or what happens to the SEC tournament. You know, Paul Maneri always took great pride in winning the SEC tournament. With LSU. But I think the way it is now, it's nice, feather in your cap, you win the SEC tournament. But I think with LSU fans.
It's like the warm-up for the real deal.
This is what LSU baseball or it's LSU football. Are you in the playoffs? And what I mean by the playoffs, the College World Series. Okay, and it enhances your chances to host a super regional.
That almost rhymes. It enhances your chances.
Yeah, so we got regional, super regional. You should take care of business. Then you're going to Omaha. Now, a few things have to align to be a national champ. But LSU fans' expectations, they're extremely disappointed if they're not going to Omaha. And you know what? Omaha wants LSU. There's no better traveling fan base. We spend money.
There's no doubt about that.
We take over Omaha. So that's a win-win for Omaha and the College World Series and for the LSU Tigers. Well, that's why with Coach Kelly, that's not too high expectation considering how we're compensating him. That it's not necessarily a national championship, but year in and year out, LSU, hell yeah, we should be in the top 12. It's not the top four. It's not like the top four to win a national championship. No. You got to be in the top 12? Come on, we got to figure out that formula and always be in that number. Now, basketball, that's a different cat. They never should have gotten rid of Will Wade. Will Wade, what he got in trouble for. You know what? Watch. I'm telling you, Will Wade will have success at North Carolina State in Raleigh.
Oh,
watch.
For sure. I don't doubt watch. That at all. Look what he watch. Did at McNeese.
Right, and he's right there in the backyard, Tobacco Road, all within a 30-mile radius. You got Duke, University of North Carolina. You got Wake Forest and Winston-Salem. And then you got North Carolina State in Raleigh. Now, that's the hotbed of basketball. Watch what he's going to do at North Carolina State. I'm telling you, Will Wade. Will Wade is a winner. He might cheat a little bit to be a winner, but that's just part of the way things are.
What was he doing that any other coach in basketball was
yeah,
doing?
Yeah, exactly. He should have never voiced that.
Right. You're probably using the phone there, Will.
Like a big-ass offer, whatever, you know, the whole thing. But now you got to play that game. So, I don't know. I think we should have bit the bullet and never got rid of Will Wade. And continue. Because where is LSU men's basketball program right now? Are they the least, the new coach, he's a good guy and all that. But, I mean, where are they at? You look at all the programs. You look at women's basketball. You look at football. You look where we had baseball. You look at throughout track and field. I mean, who's the weak link in the LSU athletic department? Is it in men's basketball right now?
No, you look at it just about every other sport.
Right. We're contending.
They're in it.
No, in basketball, we're like the Missouri and South Carolina in baseball. We don't even qualify.
Well, we'll see because supposedly they're ready to invest more in
NIL. NIL and getting the players here. Yeah. Well,
we've got to get to the NCAA tournament, plain and simple.
Without a doubt, you have to be relevant. I mean, that's just because we love all sports. We love LSU athletics. And the reason why I say why LSU men's basketball has to be relevant, do you know, I want to say LSU might be the only university, and that this is the top professional players in all time. Well, but Bobby, so what are you talking about? What are you talking about? No, LSU has three the top 50 players all time in professional basketball history. I don't think nobody else has that. Shaquille O'Neal, Bob Pettit, and Pistol Pete Maravich. So, hell yeah, basketball is relevant. I don't think that's changed. Look that up. Top 50 professional basketball players of all time, three of them are from LSU. I don't think nobody else has that. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I know that LSU basketball can be relevant, but you got to win. You got to win. The PMAC might be outdated and all that stuff. But look at Kim Mulkey, what she's done with the LSU basketball, women's basketball program. No, they're relevant. Now, can we get the men's program that way?
Colin, what did you want to chime in with?
I one of the things I didn't like about the single Elim was that for the SEC tournament, it's not realistic to what postseason baseball in the actual tournament's going to look like. But the more I think about it, it's kind of what SEC play is. It's a year-long tournament to kind of get you prepared.
Right, exactly.
So, who cares? The argument you've made a couple times is like, it does keep your guys healthier because you're playing less games in a single Elim.
Well, the pitching rotation and all, yeah.
Which, honestly, I think there's a very good case to keep it at single Elim. But in some breaking news, bottom of the 12th, Tennessee now has a 7-5 lead. They look to close things out.
All right.
And Texas is going home, maybe.
Texas has already gotten one out with a flyout, so you got two more shots to try to keep this game going, or else you're bouncing out early. That'd be a big upset, too.
Without a doubt.
The 8 seed knocking out the 1 seed. That would make it a lot easier for LSU to stay in that top eight national seed, though. I feel like Texas hasn't fallen out, but LSU needs to make some hay here. They have to.
Well, Kellen and Steve, would you be surprised if A&M beats LSU again?
They're getting hot at the right time right now. They are.
Yeah. I mean, and nothing. Listen, LSU. And
there's no series like we're talking about here. Just one game.
Right.
One game.
You look like LSU's top pitchers. So we're going to be right there. If LSU lose to A&M in the big picture, no, as long as we have a regional and you end that in a super regional, is to get to Omaha.
Right.
It'd be good that, you win the SEC tournament. We owe A&M something, but A&M's getting hot at the right time. So I don't know. I think that game can go either way.
We're going to get more into this SEC baseball tournament right after the break, guys. Joe Healy, National College Baseball writer and SEC extra on D1Baseball.com, getting set to join us. Stepping away, and you can chime in with us as well on the Oaken Heart Jewelers Talking text line, folks, 504-260-1870. We shall take a break and return with more of Sports Talk, so stay tuned right after this on WWL.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Welcome back into Sports Talk here with the Cajun Cannon and Steve Yeller, getting you ready for some SEC baseball action tomorrow. The LSU Tigers, we know, are going to be taking on Texas A&M. Those Aggies were a problem during the regular season, taking 2 of 3 from LSU. So we'll see how this series shakes out now. This game shakes out.
Yeah,
tomorrow.
It's one game, one and done. I like LSU in a one-game scenario, even 2 games. I don't know about 3, but we got the 2 of the best pitches.
Right.
I kind of like that. And we got to hit the ball and all that. But, no, that's interesting. I mean, I don't know. A&M is playing with a lot of confidence right now. And look where they're at. Like I said, Steve, wouldn't y'all say that, I mean, A&M, whatever region they go to, it's like, oh. You know, you always analyze the different regions. You go like, oh, well, what's the toughest region? I guarantee you that's going to carry a lot of weight wherever A&M ends up, considering how they were preseason number one, and then they kind of like, whoa, boy, they got a terrible start, and how they've kind of turned things around. Now injuries and all come into play with all that, so.
We are going to go now to Bobby. We're talking SEC baseball. One of our favorites, Joe Healy on the line, National College Baseball writer and SEC extra on D1Baseball.com. Joe, how the heck you been doing, man? Enjoying this baseball tournament. It's been a wild one. I know we just went final in the Tennessee game.
Yeah, no, it's good timing. They just finished up a wild one, probably the best game of the tournament so far. Tennessee wins at 7-5 in 12 innings. So it'll be another late night for Oklahoma and Vanderbilt, but that's kind of par for the course here in Hoover.
Now, Joe, when you look at like A&M and obviously preseason number one, explain to the fans like their situation. And, you know, it could be cyclical. How all of a sudden you get hot, you know, LSU goes to play them and A&M wins two out of three. And then it's one game, one and done, whoever wins, A&M or LSU. But it seems like Texas A&M, you know, the strength of a region that you would not want to see them in your region because all of a sudden they could be going to Omaha.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, they're going to be a team that if they can do enough to get in, that's, nobody's going to want to see them in their regional. I mean, they could, you know, I don't think anybody would be shocked if they end up in Omaha if they get in, right? But on the other end of the spectrum, also no one would be surprised if they go 0-2 in a regional and just go home.
Right.
Because that's been their season. Now, I think they've still got some work to do. I heard you guys talking. They've got LSU tomorrow night. That'll be a big game for them. If A&M wins that one, maybe we can start to have a conversation about them. But even with the win today against Auburn, I think they're a little bit short of where they need to be. And the road just got a little bit tougher. Jace Laviolette broke his hand today. He got hit by a pitch in the hand and had to come out and got x-rays and it's broken. And so, he's done for the tournament. He's done for the tournament. They think maybe, you know, if they get to a regional, maybe they can have him, you know, pinch run or do some things like that, but he's not going to be the same guy. So it's already been a tough road for the Aggies, and it just got even tougher.
You know, looking at your expectations of with LSU and obviously, we're a little spoiled and we treat football like, okay, we got to be in the top 12. Well, now LSU fans, and I've said this, with the World Series being in Omaha, they want LSU there because they can spend money. They embrace this, and there's a lot of pressure at LSU because, playing in Alex at the box in Baton Rouge, that you want to, you know, the path, you host a regional, you host a super regional to get to Omaha. Not to say you're going to win a national championship, that's a different thing, but there's nothing wrong with LSU's program and how baseball, the LSU Tigers are all major league team. You know, we don't have a Major League Baseball team. We're not the Houston Astros. You look at Texas A&M, College Station, right about a proximity to Houston, or even Dallas. LSU Tigers baseball is our Major League Baseball team and the priority and how we support that. So you think that's fair that the expectation is, no, it's Omaha or bus. I mean, because of what we have invested in the program.
Yeah, I think, you know, fair or not, I think that is the expectation. I think you're 100% right about that. And look, they're putting their money where their mouth is in terms of the way they support the program, the way they, you know, whether you talk about the facilities, whether you talk about, you know, making sure they have the money needed to bring players in this NIL era, like all that stuff is in place, right? So they are supporting it. Now, you know, it's no guarantee, of course. You know, college baseball has never been more competitive at the top of the sport. And this team's got a chance to be right there. I think it's a weird year in the SEC where no one team, I mean, you know, Texas won the league, but not even they really ran away with it. They weren't playing great at the end of the season either. So it's just been one of those years where week to week, you didn't know what to expect, but it ended up where LSU, especially with the two guys at the front of the rotation and Anderson and Ianson, are about as good as it gets.
Yep.
They have a 1-2. And in college baseball, if you have two pitchers at the front of the rotation that good, that's you know, you're 50% of the way there, basically. So I think they're in a good shape. I know it's been a little bit up and down season, but I think they're in great shape. They're in the, you know, top handful of teams that I look for as favorites going into the postseason.
Well, I was going to ask you, Joe, looking at tomorrow's game, honestly, anything can happen in the SEC, especially SEC tournament. Now we know it's single elimination. Do the Tigers need to secure a win tomorrow to lock in a top eight national seed, or even with a loss, you think, to Texas A&M, that they would have that?
Yeah, I think they've got it either way. Now, I know it's a little bit wonky because their RPI is maybe not as high as you would think it is, but the resume, other than that, is right there as a top eight. It's super strong. So I'm not too worried about that. Now, anything can happen. The committee surprises us with something every year, but I think they're fine. That's kind of my viewpoint on it. And I also like them to win that game tomorrow night. The reality is that A&M is now injured with Laviolette out, in addition to Caden Sorrell, one of their other outfielders. He hasn't played here yet. They burned through two of their weekend starters. They burned through their best bullpen guy today, and LSU hadn't played yet. LSU's just been kind of sitting and waiting, and if you're the Tigers, you can go into the, because you're not going to play till Friday, you can go into it and treat this like a regular weekend. You know, you throw Cade Anderson out there, your team is rested, you're going against A&M's third starter, so I think they're in really good shape for tomorrow night's game. Anything can happen, but I really like the Tigers in that one.
Now, Joe, two-part question. I guess look at college baseball. You know, you're peaking at the right time. Who is a hot team, or maybe who might be a hot team under the radar right now? And you might say, watch out for them in the regional or super regional to get to Omaha. And then looking at the SEC tournament, who you really like right now is, I mean, LSU hasn't played yet, but just break that down at this time in May, where a particular program might be going forward.
Yeah, well, I'll start with the second question first. I've said from the beginning I like Arkansas in this tournament. I just think their best has been better than anybody else's best this season. When they've swung the bats well, they've been the best offense in the SEC, and they have pitching talent that's up, pitching depth and talent above and beyond what everyone else in the SEC has when they're pitching well. So I like them. LSU's also in the mix, I think. I think it's going to be one of those teams that hasn't had to play yet and has been able to be rested and set up well throughout the rest of the tournament. Now, to your second question, I think if you look outside the league, I think I would look at a team like North Carolina that has quietly been playing really, really well down the stretch. Now, they're not really under the radar. I think they're the number three team in the country or something right. like that. But, you know, it just feels like they have been a little bit under the radar. But I'll give you another one, too. I think Southern Miss is a team that's interesting to me from that standpoint. They've won, I think they're about to win their 17th game in a row in the Sun Belt tournament. And I think anybody who's in the SEC footprint knows how dangerous they are from year to year. And right now they're playing their best baseball. So I wouldn't be shocked if they work their way into hosting a regional, and they end up being a team that pushes to get to Omaha.
You know, you mentioned North Carolina. Curious your thoughts with South Carolina. Rough year under head coach Paul Maneri. We still got a ton of love for the guy and respect for what he did for the program here. But I don't know, maybe I'm spending too much time on social media, but it was brutal out there and fans, you know, calling for his head already in South Carolina. I figure you need to give the guy at least another year over there to try and build this program. Or I'm just curious, do you feel like the game has kind of passed Paul by a bit?
Well, I think by his own admission, I don't want to use the phrase passed him by necessarily, but I think by his own admission, I think he has been a little bit caught flat-footed by how competitive the SEC has gotten, even just in the 3 years that he's been out of it, right? So I think he's been pretty open about that. Whether or not that's a valid excuse is a whole other thing, though, because, you know, I know he was still going to a lot of LSU baseball games, you know, sitting next to Skip, you know, at a lot of those games. So, like, you know, he was there for it. But, you know, he claims, you know, he was caught flat-footed, and I get that. So I'm with you, though. Like, I think you've got to give him an opportunity to turn it around. This year did not go well. I'm not making excuses for the product on the field. But the reality is they're kind of stuck together right now. And so if I'm South Carolina, I think you need to take a look at it and figure out, okay, look, we're stuck together at least another year on this. Let's figure out how we can get together and make the 2026 season a lot better than the one we just had, because we can't do another season like this one. I mean, this was quite literally, by most measures, the worst season in South Carolina baseball history. You can't repeat that twice at a place like South Carolina that has real expectations. So whatever the answer is, they've got to get together in a room and figure out how it is they move forward, because you just can't be that bad again in 2026.
You know, Joe, speaking of expectations, and you look top to bottom, the SEC, except for the Missouri Tigers, and you said South Carolina. Do you have an answer or a reason like Missouri? They love baseball. Look at the St. Louis Cardinals. I have a son. My youngest son lives in St. Louis, and how they support the Cardinals. I mean, unbelievable. So I think it stands to reason. I don't know, Mizzou should be a whole lot better in baseball. What's your take on that? Is there investment maybe in the program? What's up with Mizzou and the SEC? Because it's like they're irrelevant, and it seems like that's still baseball country when I look at like the St. Louis Cardinals and how that's a priority.
Yeah, I mean, I think you hit on something that's exactly right. Like, when that team has been good, and it's been a long time, but when that team has been good, they get supported. Because you're right, that's a part of the country that loves baseball. Liking baseball as a sport is not a problem in that part of the country. The issue is, though, you alluded to it, the issue is they just don't get supported on the administrative level. You know, you pick a metric, you know, for how you would measure support, and I guarantee you they're 16th out of 16 in the SEC. coaching salaries, recruiting budgets, facilities, all NIL, all of that stuff. Like, they are 16 of 16. I can just about guarantee you that. So, you know, whatever measure you're using, they're at the bottom of it. And so they're basically playing with one hand tied behind their back. And, you know, it's just like, you know, I don't know what they can do when that's the situation, right? You could bring Earl Weaver back and put him in the dugout, and I'm not sure they're winning any more games than they currently are, just because they're just not set up to succeed. And so, you know, I feel for them, because I know those coaches, I know a lot of those players, and you know, they was a tough season. They were embarrassed by how it went, but ultimately they're just not getting supported to where they should expect anything better.
Joe, always appreciate your time. Enjoy Oklahoma Vandy tonight, and hopefully we get some good weather tomorrow on the LSU game. Starts on time for us.
Yeah, hope that as well. We're all in that one together, staying on time. Thanks, Oz. I appreciate it.
Appreciate it. Joe Healy, National College Baseball writer and SEC extra on D1Baseball.com. We were breaking things down as LSU baseball gets ready to take on Texas A&M again. But there is another local team in action. We're going to go to Cullen, giving us an update
on UNO?
Tulane baseball.
Well, no,
baby.
Not UNO, the Tulane. Yeah.
Tulane, yes. I mentioned it in the flash earlier. They won earlier today at noon against UTSA. They won 10-6. UTSA was the number one seed in the AAC tournament. They will play UTSA. They will play tomorrow at noon against Florida Atlantic, another team that Tulane beat just the day before. And the winner of that game will play Saturday at 8 a.m. Tulane.
All right.
So they got this like round robin format. Hey.
It doesn't matter what Tulane does in a regular season. They are tournament
ready.
They
show up when it counts.
Oh, they're going for a three-peat. I mean, it's like, where do they have the tournament? In Clearwater or something?
Yep.
Oh, that's like their home field. They should always play there.
You mentioned Bobby. You're not wrong. It's just not good news for them. Right now, they're losing
to Houston Christian?
Yeah, 7-0 right now in the bottom of the fourth inning over there.
So it's still 2 out of 3, right? So they could. It's not one game. It's not one and done. So they still have hope. That's my understanding. Is
right,
correct?
Right.
So no, they got to win. They win the tournament. Then you're playing in a regional somewhere. So, but in hostile territory. So hopefully, if they can't take this one, then you got to take two in a row. You look at all the local programs. So you look now, Loyola Wolfpack. Loyola right here.
You mentioned that to us in the NAIA
World Series. For the first time, I think they've been planning this like 5 or 6 years to get there. You look at Tulane, how they always play in the tournament, maybe a disappointed regular season. And then you look at UNO, Solomon Conference, what they've done in the tournament. That was surprising how they beat Southeastern to get where they're at. What do you think? Because at large, or whether you... to me, it should be a body of work in the regular season. Why they reward more the tournament champion as like automatic bid versus what you did in the regular season?
No, the big body of work where if you work all year for should come into account.
Yeah, to me, not the tournament winner. I mean, I guess if that's your theme, like the tournament winner would have the advantage over the regular season. I think they got that backwards. I mean, I don't know.
I hear what you're saying, right?
Yeah, I mean, you have a losing record, but we won the tournament, so we're moving on. So I guess it gives you hope.
Going to take a break here on Sports Talk. When we get back, we'll go back into the Cajun Cannon's notes from today's practice, get his thoughts on the OTA session where the Black and Gold were in action under head coach Kellen Moore for the first time. Stay tuned right after this on...
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
WWL. Back here on Sports Talk as we get our special OTA edition wrapping up today. We got to see the first media session, at least, and it'll be another one next week at the same bat time, same bat place on a Thursday over at the facility there on Airline Drive. And man, oh man, Cajun Cannon, it was a gorgeous day outside. We were in the indoor facility, though, and good first impressions for us that we got to see between the quarterbacks and the some interesting, you know, offensive line development.
They looked organized. It wasn't like, get back in the huddle, what the hell are we doing? You know, you can't even call a play and get to the line of scrimmage, people jumping off sides. We look like a pro team. I don't know. Well, what does that mean, Bobby, look like a pro team? Ultimately, you got to take baby steps. You get in and out of the huddle. And you have your right alignment, assignment, all of that stuff. You transfer from the meeting room to the practice field. Not like, you know, getting back at the line, you keep jumping off sides, whatever.
Now, disclaimer to everybody,
we look
just
organized.
In shorts and no helmets right
now. Yeah, yeah, just organized. But you're still going through reps.
Right.
People don't realize, it's not like, okay, I want you to go down and out. The verbiage and all. Always said this. People say, oh, he's a dumb jock. He's a dumb football. There ain't no dumb football players in the pros. Now, you can't be dumb. You don't have to be too smart if you can rush the passer. You know, if you can rush the passer, you know about a handful of things. That's all. But there ain't no dumb offensive linemen. There ain't no dumb offensive players. You can't be, or you can't play. They can't trust you, so you won't play. But if you can rush the passer, you don't have to be a rocket scientist. I'm telling you, if you can have
C-ball, get ball.
A few moves, you have five things you have to know. Now, that's different. But you know the whole thing, dumb jog and football. No. So right now they're doing the mental aspect of the game, and they look very organized under Kellen Moore. But ultimately you have to win games in that transition. I'm impressed with how they're handling everything. Shuck and Jive, Tyler Shuck. Tyler Shuck does what does that term even mean? Shuck and jive. Shuck and jive. So if Tyler Shuck starts kicking ass, I'm going to be saying like shuck and jive on the radio. Tyler's doing awesome. Spencer Rattler. The Rattler. One of those guys got to work out. I think that's going to be the competition. But the one guy that has worked out, I'm telling you, looks like he's not injured no more. Is Rashid Shaheed.
Real quick, Cullen looked it up. Shuck and jive means to be evasive.
Whoa, yes, a shuck and jive, be evasive. Well, we can make T-shirts. So now somebody's going to be bootlegging on the Saints will be all mad at me. Shuck and jive T-shirt.
That's all right. They'll give you a shirt for free.
And I'll wear it. I'll wear it at the post-game, pre-game, and all that stuff. So, give me a shuck and jive. So hopefully Tyler Shuck works out, but Spencer Rattler will have a chance on the Kellen Moore. But Chris Olave, he is what he is. He caught an out route. But to me, the receiver that impressed me more than anybody, Rashid Shaheed, he can hit it and get it. He is still fast. It looks like from his knee injury that he's healthy, ready to roll. from Tyler Shuck, Shuck and Jive. He caught a bomb. That would have been a 50-yarder. A perfectly thrown ball. It wasn't like he's reaching back, having to slow up. Great timing. But Spencer Rattler also had an outstanding throw on a skinny post down the middle, as good as anyone. As good, whoever, as good as Joe Burrow or whoever you think. Who do you think? Josh Allen? Whoever you want to think in the NFL. This throw by Spencer Rattler today, it would have been about plus 25, plus 30, at skinny post to Michael Jacobson, the 6'7 tight end. So, whoa, that's about as good as it gets. Tight spiral right there. So that was very encouraging. To me, that was the two plays of the day, a highlight when I look at that. And then I left with this because it doesn't matter who's playing quarterback. I don't care if it's Tyler Shuck. I don't care if it's Spencer Rattler. I don't care if it'd be Aaron Rodgers coming to town. And all of a sudden,
he went there again.
Yeah, I don't care. Whoever it is, what are we doing up front?
Right.
On the offense and defensive line. Fans, you tend to follow the football. Where are we at with the offensive line? I think come September, what we saw today, now they're going to mix it up in the rest of the OTAs. And this is just my projection. I'm looking at my crystal ball. The rest OTAs in training camp, and then
the swamp cannon.
Yeah, I'm telling you. I think this could be best case scenario because I look at their natural position. How can they can play with the utmost confidence? And like how Kellen Moore said, we don't care where you play in tackle, guard, vice versa, whatever. We want the five best offensive linemen. So how can you help a player's confidence and where they could? Because the NFL can humble you. It's like, damn, I thought I could play. And you want to be the best you could be. So I'm telling you, this lineup, come when we play the Cardinals in the Superdome to kick off the season.
September 9th.
I think you're going to have Trevor Penning at left guard. You're going to have Banks, the number one draft pick out of Texas, at left tackle. He behold his own. You're going to have McCoy at center. You're going to have Cesar Ruiz at right guard. And you're going to have Fuaga back in his natural position from left tackle to right tackle. Oh, well, Bobby, he really settled in at left tackle. Man, he played right tackle. It's all like that. Don't bother him. He can do both of that. So I think you have Fuaga at right tackle, Banks at left tackle. I truly think that's going to be the offensive line.
Is it odd to see such a big dude at Trevor Penning playing the guard position?
No, that's good. What did Jim Dombrowski play guard? He was 325 pounds.
Wow, okay.
No, you got to maul people. Look at those big son of a guns you blocking. You know, you know what's crazy? Like, people would come up to me, you know, they meet you in public and all that, and they go, oh, you bigger than I thought. I said, well, no, I haven't changed. The reason why I'm bigger than you thought, because you see me standing in the huddle and all those cats around you, like the Zach Streifs of the world. Are you standing by jumping gathers? Yeah. Now I'm a big man. I'm right. I officially measured 6'3¾". So they rounded off. They put in the program 6'4". You know, they made Drew Brees taller. Oh, Drew Brees is taller with his cleats on and all.
Sure.
So I'd always say I'm 6'4", but realistically, I was like 6'3¾", right under 6'4". Now with my cleats, I'm 6'4", whatever.
Right.
So when you look at that and they go, oh, you bigger than I thought. And then, you know, then when I gained that weight, I looked like a linebacker. Then I lost 30 pounds. Now I'm only 10 pounds above my playing weight right now. So I feel I'm trying to be there for the grandkids in the future.
Right.
You know, I look, Mr. Irsay, Jim Irsay just passed away. You know what? Damn, I'm the same age as him.
Hard living, buddy.
I'm like, what the? No, that's kind of scary. You know, when you see people and you reflect on, you know, the owner of the Colts, a billionaire, and no matter how much money you can, when God's calling you, you're gone. And it's over and they find him and he passed away. And, you know, Peyton Manning, I guarantee you Peyton was shocked with that. And maybe not shocked, but by the great relationship he had and what Peyton did for the Colts to win that Super Bowl, then we ultimately beat them.
65 is definitely shocking.
Yeah, yeah.
Man.
No. So when you reflect on all that, but I don't know. I'm going off on a tangent now. But the bottom line is, what are the Saints going to do this year? I don't know. Baby steps. Can the fan base be patient?
We're going to shuck and jive, baby.
Yeah, shuck and jive. I already got the t-shirt. Shuck and jive.
We're shucking it to break right now. Be right back with more sports talk. Stay tuned right after this on WWL. Who dat? Want to thanks everyone for tuning in to our Saints discussion today after getting to view the organized team activities. Looking at NBA playoff action going on right now. OKC in Minnesota is underway. The Thunder have a 12-10 lead. 7 minutes left in the first over there. Curious to find out if the T-Wolves can, you know, find something to slow down the Thunder.
Listen, they played outstanding last game in the first half. They were winning about 4 or 6 points, something like that.
4 points, yeah.
And they got off to a great start. No, it's going to be...
But after halftime, it was a whole different story.
It's going to be
70-40 after the half, Cullen told me.
It's going to be, how the first half unfolds. And then how do you come out the locker room in that third quarter? You know, when you're setting the tone. That's when the Thunder all of a sudden, put the pedal to the metal and just, embarrass the T-Wolves. So, no, Minnesota got there for a reason. It's not like all of a sudden they had a bunch of buys and now they got to play Oklahoma City. So, no, I want it to be entertaining. One thing, if you don't have a dog in the hunt, I don't want to see 4-1 or 4 get swept. Listen.
No, that's why that Pacers Knicks games last night was so great.
Yes.
I had no dog in the hunt. It was no pressure on me.
Yeah, so why wouldn't you want to see about 7 games like that? I don't know. I want to be entertained. Again, entertainment. And it all goes back to I want to be entertained. If the Saints ever brought Aaron Rodgers here.
Oh, you went right back to Rodgers.
No, I want to be entertained. It's I want. So in this day and age, everybody's fighting for the entertainment dollar. You know, you got to win, and then who wants to be in that number? That's the approach I take. I don't know, maybe because I'm older now. I don't have enough time, enough hours in the day going forward. I don't want it to be same status quo. I want it to be it could go a train wreck or it could be freaking awesome. I don't want to be whatever.
Yeah, it was middle of the pack, right.
Listen, a lot of the younger Who Dat Nation members could be patient. I'm telling them to be patient. You know what the problem is? I got to look in the mirror. I'm not patient. You know, I want that instant gratification because I was kind of spoiled with Drew Brees and Sean Payton. You know, you had that consistency there. You remember when everybody was wanting to run off Drew Brees? Remember when I told y'all, what the hell are y'all doing? You don't realize what you have there. Now, they maybe should have brought up someone behind him. But it's remember what you wish for. Don't get rid of Drew Brees too quick.
We're shucking, jiving out of here, Cajun Cannon. Say goodnight to the Who Dats.
All right, bon nuit, les gens. Good night, people. Who Dat, go Saints.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds!
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.